Strange Adventure.
Ever since the Wild West shows had played his hometown, John Friday had cherished a secret desire to be a cowboy. Now at last he was going to have the chance to be a ranch hand. Tex Talbot, who owned the Diamond D Ranch, had offered the little man a job, and John had readily accepted. John's heart was singing as he drove his battered car along the lane that led to the Diamond D.
I'll give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
Soon he was in front of the long, rambling ranch house.
Whoa there, old boy, whoa!
John drew back on the steering wheel, stepped on the brake, and turned off the ignition. The perfectly trained car came to a halt a few feet from the hitching rail. Tex Talbot met him.
Hello, John. Come on in, rest a spell. My foreman will tell you what to do.
Hardly had John made himself comfortable when he heard the familiar voice of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien.
Hello there, yonder-sized maverick. So it is a cowboy you want to be now, is it? Why, Tex, no self-respecting cow would even look at that little runt.
The conversation was interrupted by the appearance of Slim Sansom, the foreman.
That black yearling busted out of the pen is headed for Coyote Canyon. Now, the boys have all gone into town, and I've got that fence to fix before all them cattle get out.
The rancher scratched his head thoughtfully.
Well, I've got nobody to send after the critter.
Patrick looked at John Friday and then at Tex. A broad smile spread across his face.
Well, you've just hired a cowboy. Why don't you let John go after the black maverick?
Tex returned the sheriff's sly wink, then turned to John.
Well, that's right. Slim, saddle old Pinto for John here and head him down the trail to Coyote Canyon.
An hour later, John Friday, the brand new cowpuncher, was in the heart of the canyon, searching for a certain black calf. As he rounded a bend, he came onto the calf, munching contentedly at a clump of grass. John wondered what to do now. He relaxed the tension on the bridle rein while he pondered. Apparently, this was a familiar signal, because the well-trained cowpony leaped ahead and darted around the calf. Pinto and the Maverick raced through the canyon with John hanging precariously to the saddle. The running animals dashed into a shallow pool of water. The calf slipped and fell, and Pinto crashed into him, stumbling and splashing. John scrambled madly in the water, trying desperately to get away from the kicking feet of the struggling animals. Struggling out of the water, John picked up a stone to toss at the cause of his misery. He looked at the missile, then picked up another. Then he climbed onto his horse and rode back to the ranch without the yearling. Tex and Patrick met him at the corral.
Hey, John, I sent you after a runaway calf, not to go swimming. Where is the critter, son?
Oh, he got away when my horse fell down. But he did me a great favor, though.
John Friday took out the two missiles. Specimens of gold.
Yeah, I've just discovered a gold vein. And all because of that calf. I'm going to file a claim and call it the Black Maverick Mine.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Interlude in Siam, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.